Okay, so there's music in the background, there's magic in the air. Steve Court is in the house. All's well with the world. How are you, Steve?
Very well, thank you, Alex. How are you?
I'm good. Fresh from the Sci-Fi London event, so we've been sorting that thing out as well. Here we are, launch day for Lincoln Inspired.
Yeah, it's been a weird and wonderful day. I spent the morning pushing a Dalek through the streets of Lincoln, so that's been fantastic.
As you do. I thought they normally push themselves. Anyway, you've got two fine folk here whom you brought along, or who have actually arrived, from Writing East Midlands, is that right?
Yes, we have. The powers that be are here to help push the event.
Okay, well, let's move on there. We're speaking, of course, to
Jessica Tickell.
Jessica Tickell and
Amy Wilkinson.
Okay, Jessica, talk to us about Writing East Midlands.
Writing East Midlands is the writer development agency for the region, and we are closing Lincoln Inspired with 12 hours of spoken word, music and film at Lincoln Drill Hall on Sunday the 12th of May.
Now, Steve has obviously sort of proven beyond doubt that he's actually got some fine performance poetry in him. Do you actually make use of the man himself?
Absolutely. Steve is our man of the moment on the day. He's coordinating the whole thing. He's great.
Man of the moment, Steve.
That's actually the official title as well. Yeah.
Very good. MOTM. Fantastic stuff. And what brings your good self to obviously the excitement of Lincoln Inspired?
Well, I'm running some writing workshops as part of Lincoln Inspired as well. So Writing East Midlands runs a project called Writing School, and we're running a workshop for a novel writing taster workshop on Saturday morning and a poetry writing taster workshop on Friday morning here at Lincoln.
It's just one good thing after another, basically. We shall sort of work our way through it. How can people actually get in touch with Writing East Midlands if they're listening to this online?
They can get in touch with us via our email address, info@writingeastmidlands.co.uk. They can book all the tickets for Lyric Lounge via the Drill Hall website.
Well, clearly one of the most important people is actually here now, Steve, and it is, of course, the fantastic patron of Lincoln Inspired, whose name is
Karen Maitland.
The legend that is Karen Maitland. Yay! How are you, Karen?
I'm fine, thank you. Wonderful weather, isn't it?
Exactly. Now, I thought, and I said on air, that you are being worked so hard over this festival. It's unbelievable. You're doing sort of reading for the visually impaired. You're doing a whole range of things. Just talk us through what your schedule is this week.
Well, I've got the, as you said, the reading for the visually impaired tomorrow, which is going to be fantastic, because actually the very first author talk I ever gave was for a visually impaired group. So I'm a huge fan of audio books myself, so that's going to be brilliant. And on Thursday, I'm working with Simon Scarrow. I'm in conversation with him, and I'm one of his greatest fans. I worked in Nigeria. He was born in Nigeria. He wrote a book about Malta. I grew up in Malta, so we've got an awful lot in common. Yes, absolutely fantastic.
Well, I know that one of the midweek drivettes, Nicola Clancy, has liked your book, Callow's Curse, so much. We've never seen her again, so it's wonderful stuff on that basis. Katie.
What are you looking forward to about the evening?
This evening, just meeting everybody and trying to find out why it is that everybody has got such a buzz about this festival and why people have put money into the festival. Because, I mean, to put money into something really is a sign of commitment, and I think that's tremendous. It's going to be wonderful to meet the sponsors.
Steve?
Yes.
There we are, on form as ever. You mentioned a key thing that obviously we're looking to make this the first of many Lincoln Inspired festivals. What's your overall feeling been so far, Karen?
I think the town is really getting behind it, and I think it's going to gather momentum. Even when I've been talking to people this week, they've come up with ideas of things that we can do next year. So already people are beginning to think of things that we can do, and more creative things as well, combining sort of arts and writing, perhaps an art exhibition and writing inspired by that, and music inspired by poetry and dance inspired by poetry. So all kinds of things can happen in the future.
And I've got to ask, the last time you did, of course, Midweek Drive, you were whisked away to actually make your way to Newark and to London for a photo shoot and more, etc. How did it actually go?
It went very well. It's always daunting to be put into a sort of blank studio and then know that they're going to create the visual effects around you because you're sort of talking to a falcon or whatever that isn't there. So
we do that every time we do a Wednesday radio show, talk to falcons that aren't there.
Yes, I'm beginning to think it's me though, really. Yeah. But no, it was great fun, yeah.
So the critical question is, will you be joining us live again in the very near future to kind of do a little reprise on the fabulous Karen Maitland work?
I would love to, thank you.
Okay, Steve, it gets even more exciting. This is obviously the table to be as far as the Lincoln Drill Hall is concerned, because not only have we been joined by Margaret Dickinson, but you're sitting next to another legend as well.
Yeah, the legend is Georgia Twynham.
legend that is Georgia Twynham. Yay, Georgia, good to see you.
Hello, how are you?
It's the first time we've actually met face to face as opposed to on the microphone.
I know, am I what you expected?
Even better, absolutely, in top form, etc. So share with us, what's life like in the world of Lincoln's finest young adult writer?
Very busy, extremely busy, creating lots of different projects for in schools, visiting small groups of 30 or 3 children, and also groups of 200 and 300 all over the area. And I've moved and do a lot of work in Nottingham now as well, where I'm just in the process of finishing doing something called the Legacy Project, where we've brought 16 primary schools together for one set event that we've created.
Steve, I'll bring you in from your point, from your own educational experience here. Questions for Georgia?
What made you choose those schools in particular?
They were already part of a project last year. So I went to one of the schools and they invited me to create the event for them this year. And then originally it was 9 schools. And then they heard what was happening and it sort of word spread. And then we got 11. And then on the day, 16 turned up. So it's drawn in a huge crowd. And I think probably next year, if we do another project, it will be even bigger, hopefully.
Katie.
Yeah, I think it's good.
See, positive thoughts from Birmingham as well. We can just spread the word on that basis.
Yay, Birmingham! Yay! No, but I yay everybody. You could be from anywhere and I would yay you.
Georgia, talk to us about your role as patron for Lincoln Inspired. I know you're sitting next to you, the equally legendary Margaret Dickinson there. So share with us how you found the whole project going.
Originally, when Sarah asked me, as always, when Sarah says, Georgia, do this, I do. To be patron of schools is a huge honour because the school environment and meeting the children and talking to children, inspiring them, motivating them is what I live for, apart from writing books. So it's a huge privilege. I would do it again. Not that I'm telling Sarah that. It's just the best. It's the best job I've ever had. And to be patron of Lincoln sort of for this event is a huge honour.
I'm filling up with tears, Steve. It's getting too much, really. It is. Let's go to Margaret Dickinson. Margaret, good to see you, and good to meet you in person for a change.
Thank you.
So share with us, what are your own sort of views as to how Lincoln Inspired has been developing and growing?
Well, it's fabulous. Lincoln needs an arts festival like this, and it's great to be a part of it. I'm very privileged to have been asked to join. It's Lincolnshire's my county, and it's given me an awful lot of stories, so I'm glad to be able to put a bit back.
Well, just in the background, we have indeed the aforementioned Sarah Bollamore. Sarah, this must make you feel very happy.
Yes, seeing everybody here, definitely. And it was really nice earlier on to actually, because of course all the team have been working virtually, so actually when we were all here earlier, it was like, God, look, we have people.
Of course. Steve, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I think everything's been echoed by what's been said there, but the whole passion that everyone's put into it, and from day dot when we started approaching people saying, this is something we want to happen, what do you think? Do you just have people coming back going instantly, I'm in. And, you know, I'll be patron of this, that and the other. And it's just everything's just sort of fallen into place really easily. And everyone you speak to is so passionate about it. It's just really nice to now see it up and running.
I think we need Georgia Twynham to wrap up this with a nice yay Lincoln Inspired. So, Georgia, over to you.
Yay Lincoln Inspired.
Listen to Sarah. So hand it straight over to Sarah.
I'm preserving my voice ready for the speeches and instructions we're going to have to do over the week. First of all, just to say thank you very much. It's lovely to see so many people here this evening. As many of you know, you've all kind of followed the journey. We wanted to do the launch tonight with a little bit of a twist to it. We wanted to invite some people that had been with us throughout the whole journey and had also meant quite a bit to us. So that includes a lot of venues, patrons and partners and sponsors as well. But it's also a way to thank everybody who's donated money. So a lot of the people who donated through the crowdfunder programme or various sponsors as well. This is, as many of you know, the first Lincoln Inspired Festival. We've kind of done lots of fringe events already. We've had lots of fun on the high street today with the Dalek, engaging lots of curious passers-by and just having a really nice time in the sunshine with everybody. As you can see him downstairs, where he'll remain all week before his appearance on Saturday for our 50 Years of Doctor Who panel. I'm sure you've all had brochures and everything, but please do take the time to have a look through all the display material there. If you haven't yet booked your tickets for things, or you haven't yet told your friends and family, or everybody in the world that you know via every means possible, please do so. We can only continue with everybody's support, and that's not necessarily just financial support as well. We are still looking, you know, for donations and things like that as well, but what we really need is for people to come to events. So we need them to buy tickets, but also come to all the free events that we've got going on as well. We've got an action-packed programme. We're very, very lucky to have some fantastic patrons, many of them here this evening. We've got Elliot, our music patron. We've got Karen and Margaret over there as well. The patrons were all fantastic. And basically, what we did start with was we spoke to them all, and what we wanted was we wanted patrons of different genres. Because for us, we didn't want just a couple of people who weren't really involved with the festival that kind of popped their names next to things. But we wanted people to actually get on board and be part of it as well. These patrons are going to be part of the main programme, but then also what we've got going on is part of the massive education programme as well, which is something that often happens behind the scenes and a lot of people don't realise because we don't put that in the brochure. Georgia Twynham is here and she's our schools patron. Just point for the
schools.
Georgia has been busy, she's already been to school in Grimsby and been in the newspaper this morning and is out and about all this week. We've also got a huge range of authors from John Boyne to Daniel Blythe to Steve as well. All going out, doing lots of things in all schools and engaging lots of young people this week in hundreds. So there's loads of additional stuff that isn't in the programme happening. We, as I said, we do want to continue. This is the first Inspired Festival. We've had so much support from all the communities and from everyone here and all the partners and that, that it's, you know, absolutely blown us away at times, and you know, we've absolutely loved it, and I feel very, very honoured that we can do this and deliver this for everybody. So this is just really day one in the journey. So just really a big thank you to everybody. A big thanks to InStudio as well, who've kindly sponsored the catering and the drinks this evening. And also a big thank you to the Drill Hall for believing in us and letting us come and take over for 6 days again. So thanks very much to everybody, and hope you enjoy food, eat food, have drink, enjoy mingling, and we hope to see you at lots of events over the next 6 days. Thank you.
I'd just like to say a couple of words. First of all, thank you for those thanks for Drill Hall. But also, I just want to do a really big thank you to Sarah, because everybody knows that without Sarah, this festival wouldn't even have... The idea wouldn't have come about, never mind actually the energy and the commitment you put to it. And you've just brought so many people with you, and it's quite incredible. So, Sarah Brillamore deserves it.
Wherever Tom may be, we just wanted to take this opportunity to publicly embarrass Drill Hall, which would be one of our volunteer team, Deb McCarlin, wherever Deb is hiding, and Georgia, because it's their birthdays this week, so we got a birthday. So happy birthday, girl!
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Look, Deb, I've got a bit married.
Yes, fine. Okay, we talk about music patrons. Jess, you're very impressed with the next music patron, who's, of course, part of Lincoln Inspired.
He is. He's Elliot Morris.
He is the one and only Elliot Morris. Elliot, good to meet you face to face.
How's it going? Nice to meet you.
Very good. Now, we have a musicology expert here who was very taken with your music in all sorts of ways. This, of course, is Ed Wellman. Ed, questions for Elliot?
Yeah, Elliot, what are we going to hear from you in Lincoln Inspired?
I'm actually in a very interesting position at the moment. I've just finished a tour and I'm back in the studio, so I'm sitting on quite a lot of new material, things that are going to eventually end up on a new EP, and so I'm going to hopefully test the water with one new original song and one new traditional arrangement at the weekend, as well as all the hits and the things I normally do.
Well, I might say that yesterday I was sitting in Castle Square in a coffee shop, and the people on the table next to me were actually talking about you, how great you were and how much they were looking forward to you playing in Lincoln Inspired. So I thought I'd pass that on to you.
It's making my head swell. Don't do that to me.
And of course the Ritzy is coming up, the performance there. Looking forward to that?
Absolutely. I think it's just going to be a fantastic thing for Lincoln to have that as both obviously a cinema and as a live music venue as well. It's just the perfect space to have in Lincoln right now.
Well, I do know some of the midweek drivers have instructed me to ensure that you make at least one studio visit in the near future, so hopefully you'll join us in the Siren Studios midweek drive in the very near future.
Absolutely, I would love to. Thank you.
Elliot, once again, many thanks indeed.
Nice one, thank you.